So they had to be ballin'. I told Black Chris to stop with the quickness, cause both of them hotties had a case of the thickness.
What?
Niggas know what I mean, no fat at all, just 100% beef that was lean. There was no problem when it came to the choosing, cause whoever they picked, they sure wasn't losing out, without a doubt. Cause Frisco niggas got a lot of clout. We jumped off the car, one screamed RPL, the other looked and said, ooh, oh yeah. Right then, I knew it would be easy, cause both of them hoes was anxious, two-star skeezy. Chris asked the freaks, where were they from? They said Richmond, and they was looking for some fun. Well, they had a jump start on the other hoes, cause they was with two poppin' niggas, front of town of Frisco. So you know we had to do this shit right. Bought an egg the day and got him drunk off the act right. Off to the freakies, here we go, here we go. It's Frisco's version of a sex sideshow. But the only ride done was on my dick. I already got a crew, so I don't fuck with no clicks. In plain words, if you're lost, I don't do no lick, cause I'm straight for the toss. Pulled out my ding dong, commenced the screwing. Since I was young, and she thought I didn't know what I was doing. But like a vet, I took control, sort of like Joe Montana winning a Super Bowl. My rice aroni, the San Francisco cheap, but she didn't get hooked on no rice, she got hooked on this meat. Chris got me up about 11 o'clock. He said we gotta go to Harvard to sell off our rocks. Ain't got no time to play Captain Save a Ho, just exchange a few numbers so we can G.O. Mr. C got the number, and my freak said, is this real or are we on the under? Would I ever call or would I just diss her? I told her like this so I can remember.